Hello, listeners. I just wanted to give you an update. A new Wisdom app has launched in the app space. It's only on Apple right now. And this talk is actually from a platform I did the other day on Gratitude Made Your Life Fit Like a Puzzle. And I had a couple of guests. And now you can actually catch me live. You can tune into the show if you like. I'll be broadcasting on Fridays at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's out on the West Coast. That's where you can maybe, if you'd like to chime in as a guest, maybe speak on some of the things I already shared that's been helping you. Or if you just like to say hello, feel free to chime in. I'll be there at 7 o'clock a.m. on West Coast time. And look forward to hearing from you. You can also keep up with me on Instagram now. Kind of getting a social media place. You can keep track of my projects when I'm with the book launch coming, as well as the movie trailer, and just kind of see how it all fits, and possibly how we may even be able to work together. Because as I always mention, this whole journey started on the podcast. You guys supported it, and it just gave me more encouragement to keep going. So I've always wanted to express gratitude and thanks to everyone. All right. I hope you're having a good day. Enjoy the interview, and I'll be having many, many more of these. So you really want to start tuning in. Just various interviews, because it's all about putting that good thought energy out, helping people get through their day, improving their life. And I wanted to also mention I got a course coming out to help people transition from their 9-to-5 to living their passion. There is a pathway to do that, and I'm putting a course together, and I'll definitely be offering it free to you guys. So you can connect with me on Instagram at Good Thought Energy. Again, that's on Instagram, Good Thought Energy. You can DM me there, and I guess that's it. So enjoy the show. Talk to you in the next episode. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hope you guys are having a good day. Great content being shared on this Wisdom app. I'm excited to share some information with you today. It's called Gratitude Made Life Fit Like a Puzzle. And if you've listened to some of my talks, I'm taking down a journey of how I changed my life in 2019. It started with a podcast, The Ultimate Transition Plan, and it led me here with Wisdom on a path to what I ultimately want to do, which is to do some filmmaking to inspire others through some of my life experiences. And you know what, the way I view everything as far as how I bring value to this app is I bring my uniqueness. You know, we all have our own unique way of sharing information, different backgrounds. And mine is a form of storytelling based on examples and results from what I've actually applied, not just from a knowledge standpoint. And gratitude was an area in a seminar that I attended by Bob Proctor, the Science of Getting Rich. And this was an area where I almost skipped, because I figured I really didn't need this gratitude stuff. You know, that was my ego back then. It says, you know, you really don't need all this gratitude stuff. And, but had I missed this part, I would have continued to be stuck. It was one of the things that allow, things to flow, to simplify my life. And, you know, I decided, because I was seeing people talk about, you know, attracting, you know, money, lifestyle, or just things that they wanted. And I also heard the other side that it's really hard to create success. You know, you got to grind, you got to hustle, got to work hard. Well, I've been doing that for 30 years and I've had some success. But I wanted to simplify my life. I mean, I was 54 at the time. And I said, you know what? I'm going to listen to information, mentors that are telling me that it's simple to make some changes. You know, I'm not saying one way is better than the other, but the key thing is once I learned I can actually determine what I want based on my inner world, you know, I'm the divine operation of my mind, my thoughts. So if working hard and grinding and hustling, no sleep. If that works for you, and hey, go for it. You know, for me, 54, I want to simplify my life. I want to make things flow. And the biggest thing, I didn't want to be in a mental hurry anymore. It seems like, I guess, part was driven by my career being in the technology field. You have to show up every day when you're supporting people. And when you're one of the go-to guys, you have to always be on regardless of what's going on at home or what's going on in your life. But there comes a time where, you know, you do have a choice. And I think some of the times we make choices based on our lifestyle. You know, you say, well, I really want to venture off and do some other things, but hey, I have a mortgage. I got kids in private school. I have financial responsibility. So, you know, I need to give my job my all, and you should, you know, that you should do that. But to be totally fulfilled, if that career is no longer serving you, you want to find something else to do. And that's what I did. And you know, today, there's no room for excuses. I mean, whatever it is that you're wanting to achieve or do, it's available. I mean, just go online. You know, you can search and find how to build a house online. You know, everything's there. So my point is, we're at a time in our society where you can make a decision and start moving forward to whatever it is that you're looking to achieve. And so this topic here, gratitude made life fit like a puzzle. It truly did. And what happened is, you know, as we go through life, we're putting that puzzle together, you know, as children, what have you, we're putting this puzzle together. And I have a guest waiting already. So let me allow them to come in. Let me see if I can get this going right. See, I clicked on it. Allow them to come in. I think I just did. Guest is joining. I think I'm getting this down. Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent, excellent. Thanks for joining this morning.
Absolutely. When I saw the title of this, I had to jump on because this is something that I feel like is vastly overlooked, especially in the creator community.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, everything you've been saying thus far is spot on. If I could, I just want to kind of riff off of what you just said.
Oh, definitely. That's what I love about this app. You get great input, and I got my notebook handy. Go right ahead, Robert. And thanks for being a guest here.
All right. So when I started my YouTube channel, this has been over 10 years ago, I started it as an outlet just to literally help people. And I had a lot of individuals asking me, you know, man, how did you get your music to sound as good as you did? Can you record my band? Can you record this? And I was getting so many questions. I thought, you know, if I just make a quick video, I can just kind of point them to this video. So when it first started out, it was more or less just a medium for me to save time and to help people and to sort of, you know, direct people in the right direction. It never was intended to become a side hustle. What I found, though, was that over time, as I began to give more, more would return back to me. It's almost like, you know, the law of sowing and reaping, there's something to that. Exactly. And so what I noticed, though, is over the past 2 to 3 years, especially, when I started giving more time, more talent, more of my finances and my attention to this community, that for the longest time, I just thought, you know, I'm just putting this stuff out there just to help people, and that was it. Now what I found out is the more that you give into that, yet again, law of sowing and reaping, the more you get out of it. So now it's becoming profitable, and I didn't even intend for it to be that way.
Exactly.
And so sort of what you were talking about, that's what I wanted to kind of hop in here and say, and maybe to encourage, you know, a listener that may be listening to this and they're thinking to themselves, you know, I feel like I'm giving so much time into this. I'm giving so much effort. I'm not getting anything out of it. You know, at first, when you plant a seed, you don't see the growth. It's all underground. But if you just keep watering it, if you just keep nurturing it, eventually it's going to start to sprout forward. And what happens is it's exponential. So yeah. Whenever I started this channel, in the past, few years, it has been literally a hustle. Like you were just talking about a minute ago. I mean, there's some nights where you're staying up late, you're saying no to, to going out with friends because you're working on your side hustle. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is, that starts to sprout up, and all these individuals that at one point in time, were kind of like, oh, you're doing the YouTube thing, or, oh, you're starting a home studio. Yeah, that's great. Then they start to see like all of this nurturing that you've been putting into it, all of this giving that you've been putting into it, suddenly starts to sprout up. People begin to see leaves on the tree. People begin to see this thing's actually taken root. And then all of a sudden you've got people going, wow, what's going on over here? And it's sort of like, it's sort of like that fruit tree, that at first nobody even knows what it is that's growing, in the backyard. Everybody has a misunderstanding of what it might be or what it could be, but you always know in the back of your mind what you want it to be. And then as that thing grows, suddenly it produces fruit, and then everyone is coming to actually partake in that. And the key ingredient, and this is why I loved what you were talking about and why I had to jump on here this morning, the key ingredient to all of this is gratitude.
Yeah, it is. I almost missed that, and I still would have been stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering, what happened, because that gratitude helps you take the ego out of the way.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the key contributors in a lot of, online voices that are trying to do their best to grind and to hustle and to make the money. If they would just get the ego out of the way, because 9 times out of 10, someone clicks on one of your podcasts, someone clicks on one of your pieces of content, wherever it might be, immediately ego is recognizable. And when people hear it, when they see it, when they feel it, it's a turnoff.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons with my podcast, people were telling me about monetizing. I said, that's not why I'm doing it. I said, I'm doing this podcast because I finally found it for me. And I know there's other people in my position, that, there's a lot of stuff out there, right? You don't know if it's real, if it really works. I wanted to show them, hey, I'm in the midst of this right now with you. And this is what I did. And the reason I got the immediate gratification from it is I was consistent in how I was writing in my journal, my gratitude journal. And again, that was one of the things. I was like, a journal? How is that going to help me make more money? Writing in a journal? But I didn't mean to cut you off. I just was throwing it in because I know you only got 4 minutes here. But go right ahead, Robert, and then I can continue.
No, you're fine. I love the open dialogue like that. And along those same lines, there are a lot of things that some of those like yourself and others who have sort of paved the way going forward, and you're at that position where you can look back and help individuals.
Exactly. Yeah.
And say, there's going to be some pitfalls. There's going to be some things you need to avoid. Let me help you along that way. And, here recently, one of the things that I heard that it has blown my mind. I've been telling everybody about this, and maybe you've actually tapped into this and heard this as well. But there was a gentleman, a well-known businessman. He was a multimillionaire, and he had this room full of aspiring millionaires. And for the longest time, you've got this illusions of grandeur, and, you've got these unfulfilled dreams that are kind of holding you back. And, but he just made this simple statement to this room of aspiring millionaires. And he said, how many of you would be happy if I gave you $1 million? And of course, every hand goes up, and he goes, okay, now let me throw in a caveat to that. How many of you would still be happy if after I gave you that $1 million, you couldn't wake up tomorrow? Mm-hmm. And the room was just silent, no hand went up. And so he had to kind of break the silence. He goes, let me ask you, young man. He said, would you be happy if I gave you $1 million right now, knowing that you couldn't wake up tomorrow? And the kid goes, well, of course not. that would be stupid. You know, I couldn't even do anything with it. That would be dumb, you know? And he said, so that tells me right now that you value waking up every morning more than $1 million.
Yeah.
And he said, if you can get the mindset that every day that you wake up, today is a $1 million day, it's worth $1 million to me, whether I make $1 million or not, this day, this moment that I'm in right now, means $1 million to me. He said, you can actually put any price tag on that, really. I mean, if you value life, if you value your own life, he could say you could put $1 trillion on that. So every day to you is more valuable than what you're even giving it credit for, because you're so worried that you don't have $1 million.
Yeah.
Blew my mind. Absolutely blew my mind. I thought, man, what a way to wake up every day, and what a mindset.
Yeah. One of the things I write in my journal is I am so happy and grateful that I get to work with creative, upbeat, enthusiastic people every day.
Amen.
Because from that, anything's possible. Anything's possible. And it helped me in so many areas. It helped me with the situation I was having on the job, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a story if I have time to tell here this morning. But yeah. Robert, thank you for chiming in here. I know we're on the countdown to a minute and getting familiar with this app. I really appreciate you joining me. I really do.
Hey, I appreciate you allowing me to jump on and just sort of give my two cents. But I just want to say, keep doing what you're doing, man. Just keep on keeping on, because individuals like yourself are rare these days, but the world needs more of this right now. So God bless you, sir.
All right. Thank you. God bless you as well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, back to the gratitude. And you hear it in so many different forms and shared. And what got me, again, when I started this program, I said, I'm going to take my ego. I'm going to follow. I'm going to get a gratitude journal. I don't see how this is going to help me make more money. But what ended up happening, the process that was shared is you write 10 things down that you're thankful for, and also, you know, some things that you want to speak into existence, you know, casting that vision. And I did that, again, not really believing that this stuff was going to work, but I believed Bob knew what he was talking about. So he'd been teaching stuff for over 60 years. So I said, I'll figure, I'll follow. So I wrote down some things. I wrote some of the things in there was a new home. I wanted to remove all financial, losing my train of thought, basically more money, right? Remove financial concerns. And part of that process, and this was the painful part for me, was you have to
also write three things that are bothering you, or people or situations. And I would do that, and it was hard. I had a situation on my job, and it was a particular person there, not at the physical location, but someone I had to conduct business with every day, multiple times a day. And I had a challenge with this person, and I had to put their name on the journal because I wanted this to work, right? And this is how things move quickly. And I wrote them down, and they said, you got to send love to them. I didn't want to send love to them. They were giving me a headache. I didn't want to send love to them. So I sent love to him, you know, I sent love to him, wishing they have a great day, this, that, and the other. And then the third part of writing a gratitude journal is ask God for guidance for the day. Well, this process is something I do, not every day anymore because I'm doing everything, but I do it mentally. I mean, I write it, but I've done it enough. I can see the journal in my mind, right? And I actually got a nice journal, so nice leather journal. You know, it's got nice pages. It's more than just a notebook. It's really, inspires me every time I look at it. And it's great to look back on your life 30 days or at the end of the year. But my point is I went to work and things seemed to just really change when I started dealing with this person. I mean, God, I said, I guess they're working on personal development too. 'Cause man, things have really changed quickly. And then I realized they didn't change. Or at least I didn't know if they were doing any studying. They probably weren't. The only thing that changed was me. I changed how I was looking at the situation. and also the energy I was putting out. Even though I wasn't like, I really love to send this guy, this person, I don't want to say gender because you never know who's listening to, right? Because they may say, oh, he's talking about me. But kidding aside, I said, I just wrote the words. I sent love. I wish they have a great day. Well, the words are powerful. Now you can emphasize, but I did the exercise, if you will. But what it ended up doing, I put different energy towards this person when I started talking to them. I dealt with them all day. And I noticed their response was different coming back. And I said, they must be doing something. No, ladies and gentlemen, I was the one causing that. I was putting that negative energy towards the conversation and it was reflecting back. And I realized, hey, if you don't like what's coming back at you, look at what you're putting out. So then I put together this phrase, and this is why I use it on my Instagram, good thought energy, is I put that in my mindset, good thought energy. So it becomes automatic. I don't have to think about it. And I just say, hey, focus on the good thought energy, because that light shines. And then it seems like things that I want and the people that it requires to make these things happen in the physical, they just show up. You know, I've talked about the filmmaking, my studio thing. People just, hey, when you're ready, let me know. And he, you know, I'm like, okay. Well, I've shared a story in one of the previous podcasts about the new home. Now, we were staying in a nice town home, and I gave gratitude about this new home, and we were barely making the mortgage on the one that we had. Well, things happen. I can't share all on this talk here because I want to get to the puzzle. But things happen. And 8 months later, not only did we have a new home, a brand new constructed home, I'm actually speaking in the office of this new home, but I also have a great, I'll just put it this way to stay humble. The finances are in the bank and they're not accounted for anything else. You know, normally you get the money, it comes in and it goes out. Ladies and gentlemen, I was barely making it 8 months ago. And I said, what changed? What changed was my mindset of putting these simple things together, of writing in my journal and you know, it was work. I didn't just write and boom. But what it did, it allowed me to stay focused. My mind was no longer in a mental hurry. It wasn't all over the place. Well, you know, because the things that are here for you are here for you. And until you claim them, they're not going to come to you. So if you're today, you're looking at this opportunity. Tomorrow, you're thinking about changing careers. Today, you're thinking about a YouTube channel. Tomorrow, you're thinking about becoming a chef. You got all these things going on, and you can do all of them, but you got to start with one somewhere. So I had to take my mind out of this mental hurry, and things just started showing up. So when I looked at it, I said, what was the key? Well, the reason I said gratitude made life fit like a puzzle for me and many of us, you know, with kids, we start this journey depending on our culture, our background. Maybe you were raised in a great family. Maybe you had challenges. Maybe you had a single mom. Maybe you were adopted, whatever. You're 18, 19, trying to figure this new world out. So you're doing this, you're trying this, you're going to school, you're quitting school, you're going to military, you come out. These are all pieces to this puzzle. All these puzzle pieces. And it's like you taking a box. You say, okay, that's what I want. Eventually say, that's what I want. And that could be the picture. You know, how you look at a puzzle box. That's the life I want right there. And it, whatever it is for you, that's what I want. The picture of the box. So you get that box and you bring it home. Now you take that box and you open it up and you throw all the pieces on the table, because what you want is, it's already there in that box. You know, you hear about the universe, God, and putting your, you know, what's out there is waiting for you. Well, you know, the picture of that box, those pieces are in that box. There's no way it won't work, because they put the pieces already in it. You just have to put the pieces together. Sometimes you get it early, and sometimes you get it early and then you tear it. Nah, I don't want that puzzle. And you get another puzzle. But for me, those puzzles were all on the table. I said, okay, I've had some wins here, had some loss here, had divorce here, career growth here, success in coaching, didn't do well here, all these pieces. And I said, okay, gratitude made all these pieces of my life just like form on the table. They just came together. And then I said, okay, all these pieces are here. This is my life. All I got to do is put them together. Well, sometimes as we're going through life, we start putting that puzzle together. You start seeing it form. Oh, here's the house, or here's the sand for the yard, or here's the grass. And then someone knocks your puzzle over, you know, that life experience. You lose a job, divorce, that puzzle falls on the floor. And you go, got to start all over. But this time, some of those pieces are intact. They didn't all fall apart, unlike when you first opened the box. Some of them are intact. You say, I know where this goes. This is the left side, and this is the right side. This is the centerpiece. But your life experiences allow you to move quicker to putting this puzzle together. You're not starting from scratch. You take in all this wisdom, experiences to put this puzzle together. Well, I was doing that, but at 54, there were still some missing pieces. I said, why can't I get this piece of fit? And I used to say, well, I'm going to make it fit. You know how you do a big jigsaw puzzle and you say, yeah, this kind of looks like it. This will fit there. And then you come back the next, nah, that's not the right piece. You take that. That's not right. But you forced it. Well, that was me. I used to force it. I'm going to make this puzzle. And then when you look at it, no, that doesn't look right. Well, once I stopped forcing that puzzle piece, and I just started to get in gratitude, follow my simple daily routine. And again, I said, I'm going to go with the people that say it's simple. I'm 54. I don't have 20 years to figure it out. I want to do some things now. And that's why when I went into this, I said, I'm going to make some changes in 2019, and it's not going to take all year. See, I didn't want to say by the end of the year, I'll be here. No, I wanted to start seeing things like tomorrow. And that's what started happening, because that's what I wrote in my journal. And if I said, I want to, you know, by the end of the year, I want X to be. No, I said, I want to start seeing some changes tomorrow. And one of the changes was getting up early. It's not a big deal, right? Getting up early. But the other thing was cutting myself off of things that didn't no longer serve me. You know, I was up late watching TV. Nothing wrong with watching TV. But if you're trying to get to a place and that's more priority than getting to bed at night so you can wake up, then you might want to find another way to take care of that. So I just, you know, put it on demand and binge watch when I could. So putting these pieces together, and that gratitude part was like the master key. It's like I sat it on the table and all the pieces just like, they just linked up. And what happened because of gratitude, I could recognize the pieces now that fit faster. I could just look, oh, that piece goes there, that piece goes there. Had some nice music playing in the background, that piece goes there. And it got to the point where I didn't want to stop because the pieces were coming so easily. I was in the flow. I wasn't forcing it anymore. Get up in gratitude. Hey, so happy and grateful that I have a nice home. I have my health, great family, great people around me. Have a great job. I'm so happy and grateful that my media company is growing to the point where it can support me, where I can do it full time. I no longer need a 9-to-5 to support it. And just joy. And then when I got to the point where those three things weren't bothering me, I started sending love to people, friends, family, you know, and sometimes I would call them. I just say, hey, John, hey, Mike, hey, Lisa. Hey, I just appreciate you. You know, thanks for being a friend. And I tell them, hey, nothing's happened. Nothing went wrong. I'm not going. I just want to say thanks. I'm glad we're friends. Right. And man, what an impact to someone's day. They're like, wow, it's kind of odd, but it's like, well, that made them feel good. Well, what are you doing? You're putting that good thought energy out. And then things just started flowing. I tell you, things started flowing. And then I said, hey, this is my compass right here. This journal. And gratitude. When I get off track, if I feel I get a little frustrated, I know what I need to do. there was something very simple. That's what I needed to find for myself. I needed something simple. I didn't want something where I had to go do a whole lot of things to figure it out. Something simple. And the reason why I documented it is so when people say, well, Gary, how did you do this so fast? This is what I did. What do you mean? First thing I did, I figured out what I wanted. Second thing, I figured out the lifestyle that I really wanted. Not that the lifestyle I have now is bad, is what lifestyle do I want? And usually lifestyle, you need the finances to support it. So I wrote down that dollar amount because ultimately my goal of doing all of this as a pathway to direct and film movies to inspire others. I've always loved to film. I used to do that as a kid. We used to play around, make little commercials with my children growing up. And it's always been there. I love that creative part of making people smile and mostly inspire others to live their great life, whatever that is. Even if it's just to say, you know what, I'm going to start focusing on, you know, myself. So I said all that to say that this is all a pathway to that. And I know by giving, you're going to get those resources back in return. So this whole gratitude puzzle is very simple for me. I write my 10 things. I write 3 things that bother me. If I don't have them bothering me, I send 3 things of love to someone, ask God for guidance for the day, and I'm done. And then if it's dealing with my podcast, if it's dealing with my job, whatever, I can go do that and I'm in the right space. Again, there's work involved, but I'm not in a mental hurry. I'm not trying to take that puzzle and force it to make it complete that picture. Because for me, I want to get to the picture. I used to hear people say, enjoy the journey. No, I don't want to enjoy. I want to get the thing. I'm working hard. I want to get the thing. I don't want to go through the pitfall of the journey. Well, the journey, the creativity, it's fun. And, you know, during the process of writing a book, my mentor said, hey, writing a book is really simple. It's really easy to do if you want it to be. But if you want it to be hard, you can make it hard. So gratitude, make it simple. Stay in the flow. And I have a guest. I'll bring him on. And then we have to wrap it up because, hey, I have to go get that 9 to 5 again. It looks like we got Dr. Vibe coming on. 3, 2, 1. Hey, I'm getting good at this app. I really appreciate you guys coming on as a guest. You know, we're going live to the public soon. But, hey, Dr. Vibe, welcome. Appreciate you hopping on here. Take it away, sir.
No, well, thank you. Greetings and great rising. How you doing today?
Oh, awesome. It's a wonderful day.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm trying to get on be guests of other people's stuff because for some reason I went on last night and either people were afraid of me or there was some reason they couldn't come on. So I said, okay, let me guest on other people's things if they don't want to be a guest on mine.
Hey, you know, I think sometime it's time. I don't know what time you're going on because I had that too. I got on and it was too early, too late.
Yeah, maybe.
But I feel you just bring that good vibe to it and it'll take care of itself.
Absolutely, absolutely. What would you like me to share with you?
Well, since we're talking about gratitude, what's your view on it? How has gratitude helped you in your journey? And or maybe tell us a little bit about the Vibe Show. What's that about?
Okay, well, I'll start. I'm based here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I have hosted over 3,000 online shows in my journey. I am a 2-time Canadian Ethnic Media Association Award winner. 2020 for Best Podcast News Award, 2018 for the Innovation Award. I host the only podcast in the world for dads and fathers. It's sponsored by Dove Men Care. It's also co-sponsored by Dad Central, which is Canada's National Fatherhood Organization. And through that collaboration with those two entities, I've been able to reach out to directly or indirectly over 75,000 fathers around the world this year. And I'm also another hat of the many. I'm a board chair of an organization called the Global Food and Drink Initiative, which is a multimedia not-for-profit that showcases Blacks in the diaspora. They're doing their thing in food, drink, and travel.
I heard your background now on another talk you joined as a guest. And yet I remember you're talking about the Dove Dads, I believe it was. And you're talking about the marketing behind it and how they stay in that niche of, you know, they wouldn't. I figure what you said, something to do with, it was another area. And they said, no, that's not their market. So they stay there. Yeah. You have a vast background, 3,000, I think you said, podcasts.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. You've been doing it a long time, I guess, obviously. Is this a career for you? It must be with all those.
It didn't start off that way. I really just did it to just serve community.
And there you go.
It's now turned into a money-making venture in the fact that I'm also being asked to produce and host other podcast events. Plus, I do speaking engagements, blogs, etc. So it is morphed and grown from just where I started. When I started, all I had was a laptop and a dream.
Yeah, I heard you start. You know, they say the key to success is helping others. And that's that's like the common thing I keep hearing this morning. Maybe that's why, you know, people are attracted to gratitude, because that's where it starts. You're giving back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, what I would say, the biggest leaders are the biggest servers. So I come with a servant attitude, and almost every conversation I'm in these days, there's someone in my community that I say, they need to meet this person I'm speaking with, because they could both benefit from at least a conversation with each other.
Sure. You know, I found too, where I had to learn how to, I guess, attract the right people to help. And what I mean by that is, a lot of times people just take your information. You know, it's not a collaborative. It's what can I get from this person or this thing to help them, versus, hey, let's grow, collaborate, and we both get what we want. And as I was saying for myself, I ultimately see myself in the movie industry, and that means I have to be in a position to help a lot of other people, because ultimately that's what the movies are about, to help others. So I started with the podcast, you know, it's not to monetize it. And it led me here and to other things, led to the book. You know, the byproduct of the podcast will create the income and meet other people that say, hey, I like what you're doing. Let me know. Hey, I want to do something with you. And those are the right type of people I'm looking for. As I write in that journal, I'm attracting, you know, creative, upbeat, enthusiastic people to work with, you know, so.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. My mentor taught me just recently, a lot of times we ask people, how can I help you? But he told me, change it a little bit and say, what are you working on?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you know, what they're working, I may not vibe with you.
Exactly. Like if you tell someone, how can I help you? They're going to say, oh, I'm doing this. Oh, I can't help you with this. It's better for them to tell you what they're working on.
So, yeah. Okay.
So
exactly. So
let it come from you. And with me, if I can help somebody, there's someone in my community that can help them. So that's why the relationships are the foundation.
Yeah, you have to, for me, I realize I have to be in proper alignment, equally yoked with someone I'm working with. You know, if your mission is to help, you know, children, let's stay there. We're not going to help children and then flip over to something else, right? We're here to help children. So all our energy is going around helping children, how to help them live their best life. You know, one of the things I've looked at in my community is, everybody doesn't want to be an athlete. And sometimes that's all that's left. Some people are like, I'd really like to get involved in science or art or production and provide those resources. Say, okay, well, what are you willing to give back? If we were able to help you go to art school or learn how to record versus you, you know, being on the backseat on the production side? What are you willing to give back?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then to realize that, okay, there's no free lunch, but we could, money's not the only way of giving back, right? They could help Mrs. Jones take out the garbage every week or wash her car once a week or something. It's not going to be, okay, here's the resources for you to go to this school and you're not giving anything back, and always have them pay that forward when they get somewhere, just help someone out, because it's a rippling effect. That one little pebble in the pond, it ripples, and it can just help a whole community.
I agree. Yeah, I really agree with what you're saying there. And one thing I just want to add to that, and whoever is listening, is a lot of us have passion and purpose, and it's great to have. The thing that I always want for people is whatever your passion or purpose is, make sure it's aligned with who you are and your core.
Yeah, exactly.
Because a lot of people say, I'd like to do this, I like to do this, but it's not who they are, right? Mm-hmm. So as you mentioned earlier about children and your passion about helping children, if I came to you and said, hey, Gary, I got an opportunity for you to help women, and you sound like your servant guy, and you say, yeah, that's great. But 5 minutes later, say, hey, I got a great opportunity to help children, for you to help children, I have a feeling you get more excited about the children thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then the help women thing. So I just want to share that with people. Make sure your passion or your purpose is aligned with your core.
Yeah. And that's why, like the whole movie thing, I also put in my journal, I'm attractive. So, cause I want people that are interested in that too, that I appeal attracting to them. So they say, hey, I want to work with that guy, you know? And I think this movie keeps coming in my head as my first one. It's about, I just called it Little Gary, right? That's my name. But how I went from a little kid playing Little League to how I became a Little League coach. And nice. I don't know if it's a cartoon or what, but there's so many lessons in there that I parallel from being a coach as an adult and taking those experiences as a child when things didn't go well. You know, where I didn't go in the game until the last inning or I made the out. I had the compassion to help as a coach. Hey, I was that guy. You know, that happened to me. This. And so I kind of see that maybe as a first man. I don't know. It just kind of keeps popping in my head as the first one. A good, fun, feel-good movie, you know.
Yep.
And it's also the show how I coach and I got other people involved. Cause a lot of times people don't want to get involved. They feel, oh, I'm too busy. I used to have all, and I know you're going to drop off here. So I'll give you a few minutes to wrap up and then I can continue.
Well, I have a few seconds. So look, pleasure sharing with you. Hope to meet you in another room, and everyone remember to give yourself.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for chiming in. Ladies and gentlemen, I would love to continue, but I have to go give somewhere else. The 9 to 5. Hey, it's been fun. I'll have more information, more stories to share. The documentary that I put together, and again, when you know that you know, and if you want things to be simple, I have a simple formula. There's something that I did with my cell phone that just really, when you're talking about law of attraction, oh my goodness. And it's something we do every day. So maybe that'll be on the next talk, but I'll keep it coming. But ladies and gentlemen, I really appreciate you tuning in today. You made my day, putting that good thought energy out, you know, and, you know, make it a great life and go out there and design yours. I'll talk to you on the next talk and, man, keep it going. Talk to you soon.